Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
And now it comes down to, will the Ravens kick the extra point?
We got to see if his foot's in bounds. Every play is reviewable.
Oh, this doesn't look, this is going to be awfully close.
Oh, that's green.
His right toe comes down right at the end zone line, the white chalk on the line.
Can they get closer to see? Because you can't really see.
Sean Hockley is already looking at the replay. All scoring plays automatically reviewed. Keep in mind, it's called a touchdown, so there has to be clear evidence that likely is on the end zone line.
Let's see.
We're looking at it.
Right there it is.
His right toe looks like it might be on the line. Isaiah Likely, if the play stands, we'll find out here. Here's referee Sean Hockley.
The runner's toe hit out of bounds. It's an incomplete pass. The game is over. Kansas City has won.
And in a game of inches, it comes down to 1 inch. As Isaiah Likely looked like he was the hero of the night, as he had been throughout the night. But it is 7 points and 1 inch that separate the Ravens from the Chiefs tonight. 27-20, our final score. The Ravens almost went 87 yards in under 2 minutes with no timeouts. Lamar Jackson heroically avoiding the rush on the final play of the game. Found Isaiah Likely in the back of the end zone. But Isaiah Likely, upon replay, his foot just scraping the end zone line. And the Ravens come up short. It will be the missed opportunities ahead of that play. Zay Flowers open in the end zone. And the play before that, Isaiah Likely open in the end zone that Lamar will want to have redos on. You don't get a redo in this league. Instead, the Ravens start the season 0-1 with a heartbreaking 27-20 loss to the Chiefs.
If there's one...
All right, wow. That was the Ravens, by the way, broadcast, if you're wondering about that breakdown and what had taken place. But a lot of frustration, obviously, and crazy. There's a lot to cover with this game, and I can't lie to you. It got way too late, and my old eyes went to sleep on me, but I didn't have to worry because NFL Network, since I've been here, has had it on like 14 times the game. They just keep rolling it along. Of course, the highlights are out there. But of all the ways that game could have ended last night, and what ended up being a really good game, really, really good game, no controversy on the last call. He was out. I mean, they got close-ups. They got every camera in America on that game, on that Thursday night NBC game. So toe was out of bounds. Kansas City wins again. They look like they've got a really good football team again. So much for the celebration hangover of Lamar and Patrick, by the way. Both looked really good. Can't say enough. And yes, Lamar would like to have two throws at the end of that game back, one to Likely in the corner of the end zone if he throws it early and sees it breaking open. That's a touchdown, even more than that. Flowers in the back of the end zone. Breaks loose, and Lamar's so good at buying extra time, stepping up in the pocket. He just missed it. He just missed it, and that still had a chance. And by the way, the crazy part is they were going for two. Because it was called a touchdown, so their coach, Coach Harbaugh, says, hey, man, let's go for two and win this sucker on the road here and get off to a great start. So a lot of crazy stuff, a lot of big numbers for you fantasy football heads last night. Lamar put on a hell of a show. And by the way, if you thought maybe as Lamar gets a little closer to 30, he might slow down on the running, no. 16 times last night, 122 yards. And by the way, he wasn't exactly sliding. If you watch that game, he was putting moves on guys and running forward and throwing his body. Took an out-of-bounds shot, dips his shoulder on a couple of defenders. And I was like, Lamar, I know you're fired up, and it's Thursday night football to kick things off, and everybody's watching, big audience and stuff, but man. Let's be careful, bud. We got to get you through 16 more games. And Patrick Mahomes was 20 of 28, and he was great last night. Rashee Rice, by the way, I told you. Hey, Woody, did I tell you Rashee Rice, 7 catches over 100 yards? It looks like the game's against the Dolphins, right? Kind of 6-7 catches, close to 100 yards, right at 100. Had some big catches. Yeah, he looks a lot better this year than last year, and it looks like – and. They did talk about it. It looks like he's going to be able to play most of this season since they don't even get to it. Apparently not even expected to get to this case until December. So there's a good chance Rashee Rice gets through this year before next year and they find out more. And Xavier Worthy, by the way, the rookie, 2 touchdowns for him last night. And you know who might have been the best player? And then really you look at the numbers and it does – Chris Jones, they couldn't block him. And Chris Jones did have a sack, but he had so many pressures. And that pocket, that guy might rename that guy just break down the pocket because he just he kills it, man. He just gets after it, still playing at a high, high level. So a lot of stuff, man. Great start, great start. There was a little weather delay in the game last night, so if you're wondering if that sucker seemed a little bit long, It was, and the game didn't get over for you guys that stayed up. And if you did, I mean, it got off to a great start. Baltimore takes that first drive and goes down the field and scores, and the way they did it. And then on top of that, at the end there, nice comeback after being down 10, and Baltimore's got a chance to not only tie it, but they're going for the win with no time left. They weren't playing for overtime. They were going to try to win that sucker on the road, and why not? If you've got the big horse running the ball and you've got Lamar there, probably pretty good odds that you're going to have a good chance to win that game. So we'll never know, but I never thought we'd be talking after the opener of losing by a toe. Losing by a right toe. I never thought that would be one of the stories, the story of the game last night. In a well-played tight game, you can see how close they are. But one team, man, one team expects to win. The circus comes with it, everything that goes on with that team, and they love the big moments. And off to a great start. So Kansas City gets the opener and starts 1-0. And by the way, if you didn't get enough last night and now you're going, now I can sleep in on Saturday morning. Well, Eagles and Packers tonight if you're going to be watching that game and – pay for the peacock is what it's called. Are you paying for the peacock tonight? And then we'll get into all the Miami Dolphins stuff. And speaking of that, Dolphins stuff, and we got a whole bunch of stuff with the Miami Dolphins this morning we'll jump into. We got the Canes trying to make it 2-0, and they're already talking about no let up. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter who we're playing, play hard. Come out and play with the same emotion that you did in that Gator game, and we'll see. We'll see how that goes. I've heard that. I've been part of that. And sometimes you watch tape too much, you listen to everybody around you, and you don't come out the same way. But we'll see what happens tomorrow night. But, that's going to be coming up. And then the Dolphins, Hard Rock's going to be busy this weekend because Miami Dolphins, 1 o'clock, Fins and Jags. And we do have a lot. Zach Sealer will join us in the 6 o'clock hour. We'll talk to Zach this morning, one of the captains of the team. And, by the way, one of the two or three best stories on this team. And it seemed like yesterday, man, that Baltimore waived him and the Dolphins picked him right up. Great work. Great work by Chris Greer and his guys, because he came right in. And it seemed like when he got here, he had like 7 tackles or 8 tackles from his defensive line position. And now a new contract a year ago. And just a lot of great things. Captain and one of the best players on the team. One of the best players on the team. So he'll join us this morning. We'll get into everything with him. And we'll be talking about the Jags, because the Jags are up there in Jacksonville feeling like, hey, we look around here, we got a pretty good team. We got a pretty good team. So Tony Boselli, Hall of Fame tackle for Jacksonville, will join us. He's part of the radio broadcast, and we'll talk to him a little bit about their team. But we will get into some of the great matchups. None better. Can I give you a little teaser on a matchup? It's a little early, and I know you're just waking up. You haven't had your coffee, and I sound a little loud because I hit Dunkin' Donut hard this morning. The worst thing ever happened is those Dunkin' Donut places that open at 4 a.m. Worst thing ever happened.
You got to understand, though, man, your brothers and sisters are hurting this morning. That was a late night. That was a midnight finish, and that was...
Makes for a tough Friday.
I got to tell you, as someone who stayed up for that thing, I could not sleep afterwards.
No, that's the kind of game.
That kind of finish. That's...
God, that's funny you said that, man, Woody. And I'm glad, because it did take me a few minutes. I dozed off, and then I shut it down. I was in a fight with it.
The game literally had everything, man. You had outrage at the officials, right, who were calling this new something or other illegal formation.
Illegal formation.
Against the Ravens, who, I don't know, man, couldn't figure out
how to line up. Ronnie Stanley, they called it 4 times on Ronnie Stanley in the first half.
I know, and then, you know, they're saying online the Chiefs are doing the same thing. This isn't, you know.
It did look pretty close.
So there you go. So you have your first, like, issue of the season, right, with the officials, who, by the way, missed a couple big calls, you know, down the stretch as well, which is great.
What'd they miss?
Well, they had the – Mahomes got smashed out of bounds. I know they still ended up scoring. And then you had the pilot Baltimore took a bad penalty, too, lunging at Mahomes' ankles.
Yes.
Hey, so you had that. You had the official stuff,
yeah,
which is great.
Right.
Yeah. You had scoring. You had quarterback play. I mean, you just had everything in that game. It was excellent.
Hey, man, for first game out, I thought Lamar, and yes, Lamar missed a couple throws at the end.
Boy, did he. Hey, man, that's going to be the knock on that guy.
No, that you're exactly
that
right.
In a big game.
And by the way, you got a guy from down here in South Florida, Flowers, who is wide open. And he saw him. He just and he was set up. I don't know if he's feeling pressure from behind getting out of the pocket. But yeah, you've got to make that throw. There is no question that throw's got to be made. It should have never come down to that last toe touch. At the end of the game. Let's talk about this illegal formation thing. Apparently, by the way, when I see it in the first game, I'm going, well, that's a wake up for everybody getting up for meetings today, going, hey, can we have a meeting with our offensive tackles, please, here? Come in. So, obviously, the defenses have been complaining how deep these big guys are dropping back off the line, and you see them put their outside foot back, and it looks like they're 1.5 to 2 yards off. But I've gotten used to it. It's been around forever, and now they decide, as you said, Woody, so now they're going to call it, and poor Ronnie Stanley paid the price.
But, like, here's tackle. The thing, though, man. Does the NFL get together and have a meeting and say, hey, you know, let's do this during the opening game with everyone in the world watching?
Should have been done hard. I know a lot of these guys didn't play in preseason, but I agree.
You can't keep having that call. Like, it's just... I mean, you're bringing plays back,
and so the other problem with this, and I knew this was going to happen. So Baltimore's going, okay, you've called it four times on our guy who's been around the league. He's 30 years old, Ronnie Stanley. Now, what about their guys? Their guys line up just like our guys. What's the difference? When you analyze that, because I'm guessing that's going to be a complaint when Baltimore puts in their complaints to the league that you never hear about.
Harbaugh looked like he was going to have a heart attack on the sideline.
He says, of all things that we're used to hearing, whether it's pass interference or not, or you know, low blocks or low tackles on quarterback, all the things, and we're sitting here with illegal formation and going, yeah, you guys, you know, and the big guys, man, these tackles, you know, 320, 330, 340 on the outside, a lot of them. Our guys aren't that big, but they're all in the 300-pound club. And they've got these speed guys at 250, 260 on the outside, and they want to get every advantage they can to get set up so these guys don't run by them, speed rush them up the field. And so, that's a frustration they're going through. Anyway, hey, listen, we've got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning. As I said, we've got Zach Seeler going to join us here in the 6 o'clock hour. But also, we're going to hear from one of the great left tackles to ever play the game. Yeah, we're gonna be talking. We're going up to Jacksonville, hear from Tony Boselli about the Jags. Got some great stuff. We'll have that for you. That's coming up next. But first, if you don't mind, I want to take a second here this morning because it is a weekend. I want you, if you got time, to get out and fall in love with South Florida Chevy dealers the way I have for the last 15 years, son. Listen, it's fun to talk about products that you drive. And I've been a Tahoe person now for 15, almost 16 years. I love them, man. They're roomy. They're comfortable. I beat mine up a little bit. I sweat. And sometimes my wife says it smells like a gym or a locker room. But I got to tell you, man, it's mine. It's mine, and I beat it up. And it's fun, and it's durable. And I took it to Tampa for the preseason game. I brought the boys home. Me and that Tahoe, we go everywhere together. seriously. If you're looking for an SUV, it's got extra space. That's really comfortable. Suburbans and Tahoes, really hard to beat. If you're looking for something with more space to allow you not to jump on an airplane, but just to travel as a family, with all that extra space, hard to beat a Suburban or a Tahoe. Right over to the Traverse, Trailblazer, the Equinox, the Blazer. They got an SUV. Family's never been better than it is right now. New and used, low mileage. And then right over to Silverado Truck. Strong, durable Silverado trucks that really feel like they've been made custom made for you. Whether it's a full-time working Silverado truck, just how you make a living 5, 6, 7 days a week, to a Silverado truck that has to have room for a whole family. Hey, these products, this is our number one seller, of course, the Silverado truck. Space, style, look. Cars, trucks, and SUVs have never looked better. Matter of fact, Chevy just sent me this 1.9 APR on all 2024 Silverado 1500s, Blazer EVs, Equinox, Trailblazer, the Blazer, and even the Colorado models if you're looking at them as well. Chevrolet, together, let's drive this weekend.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh,
I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Miami has the Dolphins, the greatest football team.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan.
All right, Woody, sounds good, man. It's always nice to have Zach Seeler, Miami Dolphins defensive lineman, join us first thing on a Friday morning. Zach, good morning. How you doing, bud?
Morning, Joe. How are you guys doing?
Man, we're doing great. Are you kidding me? That freaking, did you see how that game ended last night?
I didn't. They delayed it till 8:40, so I didn't get to finish it.
Yeah, well, listen.
About halftime in. I got to watch it.
Well, I got to tell you, it came down to a toe in the back of the end zone, called a touchdown, and then reviewed out of time. He had a toe out of bounds in the back of the end zone, and Kansas City beats Baltimore again. So that's how it ended. You'll have a lot to talk about. Yeah, with that game. Hey, I love your story, man. Every time I see you, probably get tired of me going, dude, I love it, man. And I don't like hearing anybody getting waived or basically told, hey, we don't need you. But to where you are today as a captain of this team, it's got to be motivating and rewarding what you've been through, because you haven't exactly had the first round pick treatment throughout your career.
No, not necessarily. But, you know, I've been at two great facilities, Baltimore and now Miami, where they definitely do a great job of empowering the guys that aren't starting. They've worked on growing those guys and trying to really hire from within kind of mentality. And it's been great to be able to kind of work through the ranks and kind of develop on the field as well as off the field and develop myself as a person. Hopefully getting ready more and more for this captain role this year, and hopefully can take it to the next level and we can work together.
I got to ask you about the captain thing. I always, you know, I hear about that, and, you know, you're one of the captains on the team. Do you feel like when you find out you're captain, like, well, I got to change a little, I got to be more vocal, or what are your thoughts on how you can lead and touch now a bunch of young guys that are new in this league that are trying to figure it out?
Yeah, Joe, no, I don't think so. I think, you know, you got there for a reason, or I got there for a reason, and it's from what I've been doing already or currently. All of us, the guys that are captains, all eight of us, we've all gotten here because of how we've already been. I don't think you want to change who you are. That's not what God saw as a captain. I saw you, your daily work, your daily ethic, and just your leadership every day in and day out before you're a captain already has that captain mentality. And, you know, there's guys on the team that aren't captains that have great leadership and great guidance mentality that get overlooked, not overlooked, but in the media, and those guys do just as much for the team as anybody else. It takes all 53 of us every day.
Well, I got to tell you one thing, you want, and I'm sure the coach would love to see, and that is your durability and production and the way you've been chewing up snaps in this league over the, well, basically since you've been here with the Miami Dolphins. It's funny because Christian Wilkins, the same way, the two of you, is like, we didn't even think about anything except you guys. I think I saw you limp off the field once last year for like one or two plays, and the next thing I know, you're back in. Talk about that a little bit, and what's allowed. You're getting double team. You got guys coming low. You got guys coming high. Guys hitting you late to stay healthy the way you have.
Yeah, you know, I think a lot of that is routine. Now, obviously, there's a lot of outside factors into it. I've been very fortunate and blessed, but I think a lot of that, for some of that soft tissue stuff and other things at my position, that we can try to eliminate. Obviously, it's football, right? It's a violent game. I've been very fortunate. But just routine, sleep, eating habits, and just all those things in between, they just add up. And, you know, it's a long season, 17 games. and plus all the playoffs. If, you know, we're lucky enough to get that far, you got to have your body right. And that's the thing I tell young guys or anybody that asks is food and sleep are some of the most important vital things beyond stretching and all that other stuff. So,
hey, I have spent, Zach, so much time with Kim Bocamper and others talking about the new preseason and the new summer camp. It's you saw the old school stuff. You've been around to remember what it was like. Everybody's kind of wondering how it's going to affect you guys with today's, you know, not playing as much in preseason, even going through practices every day. Have you noticed a big difference as you get set for this first game coming up?
No, I don't think that's – I mean, obviously there's methods change and science changes and other stuff like that. I know Troy Maurer's there in Miami. He's been there since the 90s. He showed me schedules and practices from the 90s when Shula was in Miami, and man, was it different.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say we feel any less prepared or there's any less spark for this season to start. I think that McDaniel and his staff does an amazing job. Coach Weaver just getting us ready with the time that we have and being the most efficient we can with every minute at the facility. And I think we did that. I think we've done that this offseason, this camp, and I'm really excited for this season to start.
Hey, Zach, Anthony Weaver, just being around him a little bit next to a bus before one of the preseason games. Boy, he just seems like he'd be fun to play for, and I've heard everybody talk about him. What have you noticed? And I don't want to get into Vic Fangio, and you and I talked about it in the offseason, but I was wondering about Anthony Weaver. What have you seen in his style so far and what fans can expect?
Yeah, you know, it's just awesome to work with Coach Weaver. He does a great job of relaying what he sees the defense as a big picture, and then also just on how he's an open dialect to what we want to change. Like, hey, look, Coach, I like that. Would you be open to seeing maybe we could change something like this? And he's like, absolutely. Or, no, we don't want to do it because of X, Y, or Z. So it's nice to have an open dialect with Coach Weaver that we can work off each other. And hopefully, you know, it takes him, all the position coaches, and all the defensive players on the same page. So those conversations, that kind of talk, you know, it really kind of lets it become our own defense and his defense. And as a unit, we take the ownership of this defense this year instead of just, you know, kind of just going blindly.
Zach, did you ever think at 28 that you'd be playing with a guy that's going to be playing by and Calais Campbell's 10 years older, who's playing at his level? I'm just wondering, his production, we just had Tony Boselli talking about his leadership. He's been around him. He's one of his favorite guys in the league. 105 sacks. I mean, he's flirting with Hall of Fame stuff already. What do you see in Calais Campbell that makes that guy still play at this level at that age?
I'll tell you what, Joe, it's the passion. You know, it's the passion. It's the God-given abilities that he's just maximized to the fullest potential, and he continues to do. I can't wait to play with him this year. I've already learned a ton from him this camp, and I can't wait to go play with him this year, and hopefully he has another career year, and he can just kind of take off and keep expanding on that year and show, like, look, I do deserve that gold jacket. Like, 17 years as a D lineman playing at a high level like he has is incredible. It's an absolute blessing to have him in the locker room every day with his leadership and just his know-how of the game.
I got to ask you about the other guy. It looks like he's going to be in a starting lineup with you. And you've watched his growth. Benito Jones, when he was on the practice squad, they bring him up. They put him down. He goes to Detroit, gets some starts, and now he's starting here. What's the biggest change you've seen from that guy you remember when he first was here and the guy that's come back now with a little something to him after being with the Lions?
Yeah, I know. I kind of talked about this earlier. Like, you know, it's awesome that the Dolphins kind of promote within or promote guys that they've trusted early on, and obviously whatever didn't work out early on, but he's definitely grown as a player, his passion, his energy, and just his know-how all around football knowledge has been awesome to see him grow on the field and off the field, and really excited to play next to him this year. He's got a great motor, great heart, and it's going to be a good year for him.
Hey, so the Mike McDaniel culture, I love it because this is what we talk about here on the radio. Like, because, you know, Mike's a lot different than most of the other coaches in the league. And he's pretty much said, hey, team captains, man, lead us. This is your friggin' team. You guys help build this culture and what it's going to look like. What was that like when he said that and said you were like, hey, man, I'll kind of watch and make sure it's going in the right direction, but it's your team?
Yeah, it's really cool how he's kind of promoted that style in the locker room. He's just empowering the players. And, you know, as a player, we got to take ownership of the locker room. Hey, look, there's no fingers to blame. There's no one to point at. It's on us. And, you know, if we want something changed, he'll help us change it within reason, within any aspect of the day. And, you know, he does a great job of empowering us. So, you know, when times get tough or, you know, games get tight, it's our locker room, it's our team, and you kind of it's not top down. It's everyone together. I think that does a great job of pulling players in and really kind of taking ownership of the locker room.
Hey, Zach, you know, that's the thing. So people ask me all the time when you do radio interviews, like, hey, tell me about this. And he looks like he's a great communicator, which I think players really appreciate. They like to know where they stand and and pat you on the back. You don't have to beat me up. I know when I miss a block, or you know, I miss a block or I miss a tackle. Is that what you've noticed from him? His communication is A+?
Absolutely, and that's something he harps on every day is communicating with the players. When something's not good enough, they're going to tell you. And then when it is good enough, they'll let you know, hey, this is what we want to see every play out of you. We know you can do that. And it goes back to that, just empowering the players. Like, you're not kind of hiding, like, oh, yeah, they just kind of go to the next play and whatever. Like, no, you're going to know when you mess up, and that's how it should be. I mean, it's you know, we're out here in one of the most competitive sports in the country, and that there's a reason to it. I mean, how many of our games end in one-score games? Yeah. Every play, you've got to be on your top A game. And that's something we focus on here every day in practice and meetings and everything.
I'm sure you hear, you're around and aware of stuff that, you know, all December and January, they haven't played well. Is that something? I know right now you can only focus on the first game, but off season, that stuff and the playoff stuff. Is this some guys talk about in the locker room or have?
No, I mean, you know, it's a long season. Yeah, December, January, things get tight because it starts. You can kind of picture, okay, we can do this, we can do that.
That's right.
But it doesn't. You can't get to those points without winning these games. I mean, that's what's cool about football is, no matter the score, win or loss, it counts as one point. There is no weighted. There is no total score. There is nothing like that. So, this game today or Sunday means just as much as the last game of December. It might not feel like it at the moment, but it is.
No, I agree. Listen, you got, you know, it's so funny. Everybody talks about it. And, hey, you got to take care of 1-2 right off the bat. I mean, you by the way, you barely get a chance to rest. You're going from Jacksonville to Buffalo here in just a few days later. So you're right on the money. Hey, Zach, man, it's been great talking to you. I really appreciate you finding time. I know you got a busy schedule and stuff, but it's always great having you on. I appreciate it.
Awesome. Thank you, Joe. Hope you guys have a great day.
All right. Thank you. Zach Sealer, Miami Dolphins defensive lineman, joining us here this morning to talk a little bit about the team and what's going to look like. And just really excited about getting this opener started. I really am. I can't wait. I sit here and try to figure it out. We're going to talk about matchups, and we're going to talk a little bit about some things to kind of watch in this upcoming game. But, hey, man, you never know for sure. You know, last night somebody would have told me that game was going to come down to the last play. And a friggin' toe. Everybody's going to be talking about a right toe. Maybe a half a toe. Maybe not even the full toe. I don't know how long his toe is. But that's what it came down to last night. Hey, we've got the 7 o'clock hour. We're going to be jumping to a little high school football coming up here in the 7 o'clock hour, as well as some more Dolphin stuff coming up here. But I do want to take a moment to tell you about Chapman Partnership. Boy, I've been involved with them for a long time. I've seen the work up close. Chapman Partnership does so much more for the homeless than just a place to sleep and a warm meal. No, they're changing lives daily in our community with their two facilities they have in Dade County for you, providing caring support, wraparound services. And, hey, listen, we need your help. We need your support. They're on a mission, really paving a way for successful lives and getting a second chance for these families and individuals experiencing homelessness. It's fall in Miami, and that means Chapman is focused on the ABCs of changing lives. You can make a significant impact on Chapman's educational initiatives, including after-school programs, workforce training, life skill workshops, so much more. And you can help create a brighter future and a second chance for so many of these people to go within 3 to 4 months, rehabilitate, help them find a job, help them find a place to live, And that's what they're doing at Chapman Partnership. Again, it's so much more than just a place to sleep and grab a bite to eat and hit the streets. That's not what Chapman Partnership's all about. Join me at WQAM to show support to one of my favorite charities, really making a difference in our community. Let's help support families and individuals overcoming homelessness at Chapman. This fall, go online to chapmanpartnership.org. Anything you can do with your time and your money, they appreciate so much at Chapman Partnership.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.